blackjack or know how it's played, if you could change the rules and every time you win at the casino, you get to keep half to 70% of your winnings, and every time you lose, you don't have to pay the dealer.
Yeah, I would go more if they did that. But they don't do that.
This is kind of sort of the way this portfolio works. In other words, you go up, you use indexes, you know, like S&P 500, Dow Jones, and there's some specific, in other words, it's, you're floating on the market in a way, but if the market falls down, you don't lose any hay. You don't ever lose any sleep, and you don't worry about your future being crashed on the rocks. If you're there, you still grow, and the bears can't come.
There you go. Just as simple as that.
Just as simple as that.
Call David Earnest at 279-7431. Check him out on Facebook at, what is it? It's Health and Wealth with David Earnest right there on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you can go to his webpage at www.retirewithearnest.com. And when you go to Facebook, there's a link that'll take you over to our YouTube channel. And you can listen to some of our older programs right there. And I believe it is time for us to load up on the bus to out of town and get out of here.
Sounds good.
All right. So we'll be back again next time with more David Earnest and Health and Wealth.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-license class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit, and exceedingly cool studios of Blue Water Broadcasting, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, it's on our trash cans. It's now time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear listener, once again, it's time for the weeknight edition of Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infested with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. Now, this is the weeknight edition of Clearing the Air, the companion program to the original Saturday night edition that runs from 6 to 9 on this very station. Not 69, but 6 till 9. Has been for 5 years now. Now, listen, this is where it gets real. Pay attention, listen up. Do not believe anything you hear on this or any other program for that matter, because you must learn to trust your own instincts to come to your own understanding of what's true and what isn't. Remember, a person's perception is their reality. It's very important. Something my daddy used to say, something you have to sweat and work and toil for is always more valuable to you than something freely given. Now, this morning there was an excellent article on News with Views, not News and Views, not Barron Show, but the website. Thank you, Miss Connie. And Dr. Spaulding in that blog answered many questions that Christians have been having about our place in this rapidly collapsing nation of ours. Now, I had a nice email exchange with Dr. Spaulding, the author, this morning as I explained that I would be reading this to you this very evening. So let's do it. Let's do this thing. Stated today, we just cannot afford to look the other way anymore. Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Amen. Now, that quote has been mentioned many times in many different contexts, but it's part of a longer letter that Burke wrote to his friend Thomas Mercer back in 1770. The entire thought that Burke sought to express is a powerful reminder of the evil that will befall any people who fail to swiftly and with much malice destroy the evil actions of those who would, by these actions, enslave a free people into tyranny. Burke said, here's the whole quote, whilst men are linked together, they easily and speedily communicate the alarm of any evil design. They are enabled to fathom it with common counsel and to oppose it with united strength. Whereas, when they lie dispersed without concert, order, or discipline, communication is uncertain, counsel difficult, and resistance impractical. Where men are not acquainted with each other's principles, nor experienced in each other's talents, nor at all practiced in their mutual habitudes and dispositions by joint efforts in business, no personal confidence, no friendship, no common interest subsisting among them, it is evidently impossible that they can act a public part with uniformity, perseverance, or efficiency. In a connection, the most inconsiderable man, by adding to the weight of the whole, has his value and his use. Out of it, the greatest talents are wholly unserviceable to the public. No man who is not inflamed by vainglory into enthusiasm can flatter himself that his single, unsupported, desultory, unsystemic endeavors are of power to defeat the subtle designs and united cabals of ambitious citizens. When bad men combine, the good must associate, else they will fall one by one, an unpitied sacrifice in a contemptible struggle. I have thought often lately about the necessity of good men taking action when evil men seek to wrest power and control from them. We are in a period of time in America in which good men have not stood toe-to-toe with the evil men and have steadfastly refused to comply. Instead, evil has run roughshod over Americans for decades and has become an emboldened giant. This giant has become so arrogant that it sneers at Christians, it taunts us, it mocks us, and it dares us to step onto the field of battle to do something about what has been forced upon us. Some might argue that many good men have pushed back. They might point to organizations that appear to have done much good, such as the Family Research Council, Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and many others. Each of these organizations have certainly done some good things. One thing is lacking, however. They have not called for nor led their followers and donors to activism. By activism, I'm not speaking of letter-writing campaigns, and I do not mean calling elected officials. I'm not even speaking about participating in an annual march in the city of your choice. What I'm speaking of is becoming what the evildoers in our midst call a right-wing extremist. And that if that last statement caused you concern and your first thought was, well, I'm not a right-wing extremist and I don't think we should be, then you are part of the problem that Burke was speaking about in the quotation I just read. Let me explain what has happened to you. The evildoers that believe they are in an unassailable position of power in America have defined righteousness and holy indignation that leads to action as extremism. Do you understand that, dear reader? The progressive, leftist, Marxist that have hijacked our political system, and I mean all parties have been hijacked, have redefined godly behavior as extremism. And Christians who are to be the salt and light of the world have accepted this definition and turned their backs from the battlefield. Salt that has lost its savor is good for nothing but to be cast down and trampled underfoot. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13. Does that not describe much of the modern church in America? Christians, who are we to wear the armor of God as day-to-day attire so as to be ready for every battle? Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, have refused to put on the armor of him who they proclaim to love and serve, and they refuse to do battle with evildoers. That this is true is evidenced by the whimpering responses of so many who have accepted defeat, have shrugged their shoulders, and have proclaimed by their inaction that there is nothing that can be done to stymie evil's advance in our land. And I have to add here, if we're not expected to do battle, then why does God tell us to put on his armor? Have you ever thought about that? Back to the story. This behavior from the sons and daughters of God is heartbreaking. Burke said, when men are linked together, when we understand the forces arrayed against our God and therefore against us, we are equipped to oppose it with a united strength. The Apostle Paul described our mission statement this way. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5 through 6. In other words, there is a way of life that Christians are called to live, equipped from God's armory with every weapon necessary to overcome, first, our own frailties, and second, the strongholds in our lives and those established in the lives of others. Christianity then becomes a rescue mission that strikes at the very gates of hell, utilizing supernatural weapons of divine craftsmanship. But there is something more to know about what God equips his sons and daughters with. Of this weaponry, Alan Redpath reminds us, it is not armor to protect the body, for it is not designed to keep the Christian from physical harm, but it is armor designed to protect him from all spiritual attacks. It's not something with which he clothes his body, but something with which he clothes his soul. It is hidden from the outward scrutiny of others, but its existence in the realm of a man's soul will be revealed in his daily life. In other words, your actions are indicators of your beliefs, your thoughts. I've always said that is true. There is an issue that must be addressed, friends. Paul's last statement in his second letter to the Corinthians that I just read points a finger at the problem, carnality in the body. Paul said, "And we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete." The body of Christ is weak, disoriented, and ineffective because carnality reigns. The salt is not savory when carnality is present. How did this happen? Well, it's happened because the church has been infiltrated and Christians have become convinced that churches are to be safe houses for all. Let me be very clear about something. The church should be a field hospital that bandages up the wounded and cares for people during recovery. But we are not to be putting bandages on festering wounds, allowing gangrene to eat away at the flesh, and pretend like we're loving people like Jesus did. Allowing people to remain in their sin because we think that it is loving them is apostasy from the truth of the Scriptures writ large. Instead, when God divinely leads people to you, you are to take out your medicine bag, which is the Word of God, and write them a prescription that will begin to address the disease of sin. Christians are to prescribe spiritual medication written by the Holy Spirit of God, that's all caps, that provides the only healing available. For the church to be the church, once again, it must recognize several things. First, the church must accept that America has been sabotaged from the inside out, that this sabotage has happened within the church and has spread to our shared civic life is clear. The church reflects the culture to its shame. Second, The mission, wherever the church is found, is to share the gospel of salvation through faith in Christ alone and to denounce wickedness. Christians have been mesmerized by cliches and psychobabble nonsense when it comes to denouncing evil. One example of this is the common refrain I hear from pastors, quote, "We want to be known for what we are for, not for what we are against." When you hear that, you're listening to a coward or someone who is simply ignorant of the message of the Bible. Either way, I encourage you to keep their time short with fools. By the way, that's Proverbs 23:9 and 26:4-5. Finally, the church must begin to hold its services in the streets. Some of you are thinking through the implications of that statement right now. What I'm stating is that worship, ministry, service, and obedience should happen much more often outside the walls of our buildings. You see, our church services should be about equipping one another to do ministry, and ministry happens in the streets, more than inside the walls of the building that you meet in. It's the world of people drowning in darkness that needs the ministry of God's Holy Spirit-empowered children. I know of a group of Christians who have named their church the Church at Planned Parenthood, because you guessed it, they meet together at a local Planned Parenthood to pray, sing, and testify that God can redeem people. They incorporate those things into their mission to try to persuade those who are about to destroy an innocent life to consider another option. They speak of God's holiness, but they also point out the wickedness that is aborting an unborn child. Now, make no mistake, persecution is the result of an obedient life lived for the glory of God, Matthew 5, verses 10 through 12. We are sheep among wolves, but we're not your ordinary defenseless sheep. We are to be shrewd sheep that understand the ways of the world and how we are to combat evil. By the way, Matthew 10:16. The point I want you to understand, dear reader, is that when you are humble before God, He will send you on a mission for Him. That mission will be to those who are perishing. You will find some whom God has made ready to receive His mercy. You will find others who have become hardened in their sin and who will reject you in the vilest of terms. Press on anyway. Friends, we can no longer look the other way and expect someone else to get America back on the right path. We are fighting a cabal of evil. There are myriad people and organizations which are deliberately attempting to destroy America. They are well organized and they will not stop until they have turned America into a churning cesspool that envelops us all. No president, no Congress, billionaire, corporation, nothing made by man is capable of winning this battle for the continued existence of America. Only blood-bought, spirit-filled, redeemed, born-again believers who unite together, who fear nothing that breathes air on this earth, are capable of winning this war. Will you step up and join the fight? That's powerful, folks. That's powerful. Will you? Would you step up? America's not worth this, but the souls that are perishing, that are being misled in America, that's what makes this worth the fight. Moving on. We all know what happened in Virginia. Guess what? That whole building was a gun-free zone. A family lawyer for one of the victims in the Virginia Beach shooting revealed she had considered bringing a gun because she feared this guy, the one who did the shooting. But she decided against it because she worked in a gun-free zone. Need I remind you, dear listener, the infamous Colorado theater shooter passed several other theaters until he came upon one that advertised gun-free zone. Then he went inside and started killing people. I think Holmes was his name. This is insane, folks. The Second Amendment does not give us the right to keep and bear arms. Our founding fathers considered that an inherent right. The reason that they put the Second Amendment in there is that it simply states that this inherent right will not be infringed upon. Why did they fear that it would be infringed upon? I'm glad you asked that question. Because they had already experienced a tyrannical government, and they did not want us to lose our government to tyranny as well. And it looks like that's what we're going to do. Moving on, in a crazy story, this is the headline. NASA says now's a great time to leave the Earth. I'm not making this up. You can't make this stuff up. When you're planning on taking a trip it pays to plan ahead. And one of the first things you should do is check the weather forecast. Well, the same is true for space travelers. And with so many missions in the works, NASA's now gazing ahead to see what the space weather forecast is looking like for the upcoming decade. And things appear to be shaping up rather nicely. Using the most recent data on solar activity in a new predictive formula for forecasting peaks and valleys of solar weather, NASA says that we're about to experience the calmest decade or so of the past two centuries, making right now the perfect time to plan crewed missions to other worlds. And crewed, it's not C-R-U-E-D, it's C-R-E-W-E-D. Crewed, you know, a bunch of people. Yeah. I thought that was a very interesting headline. Weird, but interesting. Now, if you want to get mad, here's this next story that'll do it. New York State Assembly passes bill allowing illegal immigrants to get their driver's license. Yeah. Yeah, let's give them a driver's license. Why not? We give them everything else. Why not? These people should be charged with treason, sedition, something. We are being invaded, and they're facilitating the invaders. Is that not working with the enemy? I forget the exact term, but is that not aiding and abetting the enemy of the United States of America? What is it? If it's not, what is it? It's just unbelievable to me what's going on, and nobody seems to care. I don't get it. Our country is being invaded, folks. In other news, crushing regulation spell doom for the rural landowner. You see, part of Agenda 21, part of Agenda 2030 is to move everybody into their big mega cities with the 5G, with nobody has a car, you know, all your appliances are, quote, smart appliances, where they can control them remotely. This is their big plan. So, as it turns out, they are doing so many patently unconstitutional regulations for rural landowners that it's hard to come to any other conclusion than they're trying to force them to move into cities. Let's see. Overly restrictive regulations prohibit the landowner from dividing his 65 acres into 2 5-acre tracts and 1 55-acre tract. Because he wanted to give the 2 5-acre tracts, one to, of course, give them to his kids, right? Has two daughters. As a land consultant, we came to his aid with a strong letter to the local authorities. We altered the names to some degree. Let's see. The story's just one example of the piling on of insane regulations and the corruption that exists even in small-town America. It also shows how rural counties are taking on the regulations of high-dense urban cities when such regulations are not warranted. This is mostly driven by UN Agenda 21 policies that are in direct conflict with constitutionally protected property rights. City dwellers have no idea the heavy burden this places on the rural landowner. Yeah, I do. I have a pretty good idea what's going on. I know exactly what they're doing. I have known for quite a while. This is crazy. This is insane. On the one hand, you've got all the entitlements, which is an inside operation to basically bankrupt our government, because there's no way that we can fulfill the obligations that we've now suddenly have made for ourselves. It's crazy. Who keeps voting in this crap? I don't get it. And then you've got these crazy lefties, Buttwig, whatever, Buttgig, whatever his name is. Now he is saying, let me read you this quote. He compared Christianity to radical Islam on a radio interview. Friday, it's dated May 17th. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The host asked him which form of Islamic extremism he thought posed the greatest overall threat. Do you find Iranian's variant of Shia extremism to be more dangerous to the world than Sunni, that like we see in the Taliban and perhaps Hamas and some of the more radical elements of Wahhabism? Well, you know, not unlike Christianity when it is motivating someone to do something extreme, but Gig responded, it can have 1,000 different flavors. Yeah. Let me tell you something, Mr. Butt Gig. Not you, but your behavior, your lifestyle is an abomination before the Most High and Holy God. And that's all caps, baby, all the time. I would not want to be in your place when you stand before God. It ain't gonna be good. Actually, you make me sick, you POS. I tell you something else too. Barack Obama, closet homosexual. Michelle Obama, transvestite. No doubt. It's unbelievable. But how in the world you can compare Christianity to Islam is beyond me. Show me in the Bible where we're supposed to kill people who don't believe. As a matter of fact, we're supposed to love those who don't believe and try to win them over by showing, letting them view our walk, how we do things with kindness and love. It's diametrically opposed to what the Quran says, whatever their Allah, whatever their God's name is, totally different. And for the Pope to come out and say they're the same deity, the Pope is the false prophet, folks. Write it down. Write it down. I'm right. He's the false prophet. Because the Vatican is the religious arm of the New World Order. London's the financial arm. D.C., America, military arm. That's how it's going to play out. See, America's Babylon. People say, well, America's not an end-time prophecy. Yeah, it is. It's Babylon. But Babylon's not so much a place as it is a system. The Babylonian system is alive and well in this country. That's why you're seeing all the crap you're seeing now. And as I've said so many times, we're perfectly paralleling ancient Israel. And hopefully you know how it ended for them, and it wasn't pretty. We're going to be taken over. We're partially going to be destroyed, then we're going to be taken over by those who do not even speak our language. Which tells me all these families who just want a better life that are illegally sneaking in over the border, that's not what they are at all. They're radical Islamists that are sleeper cells that are all over this country, and when the right time comes, they will be attacking us and trying to kill us. That's a fact. Best advice I can give you is get non-perishable food, get a Berkey water filter, get a weapon, learn how to shoot it, learn how to clean it, practice a lot, and buy a lot of ammo. You're going to need it. But I don't want to scare anybody. If you're a Christian, hey, you don't have to be scared. There's no reason to be scared because you know where you're going, right? No big deal. Bring it on. Bring it on. I kind of feel like there's going to be some huge event coming before this happens. Maybe either an EMP fired by an enemy, or it may be some kind of big false flag. Maybe they're going to set off nukes in a few cities in America. I don't know. Something's going to happen, I believe. But I'm not worried, not afraid, not at all. Bring it on. Let's go. I read this story this morning. Category 1 insurrection happening at multiple U.S. embassies around the world. Well, gee, when you stick up a gay pride flag at our embassy, what do you think's going to happen when you're around a bunch of Muslims? It's one thing the only thing I can think of I happen to agree with them on. Homosexuality is an abomination before God. Now, they do a lot of sick, twisted things to children, and they're wrong on every dadgum thing in that book except homosexuality is an abomination before God. But you don't kill homosexuals. You hate the sin, you love the sinner. That's how it's supposed to work. But sticking gay pride flags up at all our embassies, whose brilliant idea was this? Well, Pence wants them down. And of course, he's being attacked and called this and called that, because you know how the left works. They're hypocrites. And anything they can do to defy and undermine Trump's agenda, they're going to do it. You know, Fox News all day has been talking about how President Trump said that, you know, if he could get information from some foreign power on a political opponent, he would listen. Well, did you listen to what Greg played today? Where this Democrat, they pranked him and called and said they were from the Russian government. They had information on Donald Trump. Oh, my God. The dude was just like, hey, tell me. He was all about it. The hypocrisy is staggering. But the totally controlled and treasonous news media is not going to tell you that. And the way it's going, before long, we're not going to have the ability to even see it. Because we're being hammered with aerosols. We're being hammered with frequencies. You know, we got our water report, the new one, yesterday. They don't even list aluminum anymore. Last year and this year is the first two times they've ever not put aluminum on there. I got a pretty good idea why. It's probably at the toxic level. But they're not going to tell us. It's part of the attack on humanity, the changing of the DNA, the dark side's continuing and steady attack on us. It's just what it is. Call me crazy. You just wait. Everything I've told you is going to come to pass. Because this ain't coming from me. Just remember that. So now they're going to get Barr.